after coming in second place in 1956, the Braves came back in 57, won the pennant, went on to win the World Series. And I think in the World Series, Yankees won, what, the first two games?
Won the first game.
And then you came up.
I won the second
game. And you won the second game. I heard about a play. I think it's called the shoe polish play.
Oh, Nippy Dunn?
Uh-huh. And hit batsman.
That was
and,
in the fourth game.
Was that in the fourth game? What was that? The umpire called it a strike or something,
well,
or
umpire,
a ball?
The umpire called it a ball, and Nippy Jones started to run to first base, and the umpire said, no, come back, that was a ball. And he said, it hit me on the foot, and went. And the ball came back to the umpire, and the umpire looked at it, and here was the black shoe polish. On there, and he let him go to first base. All it did was put a man on base, and Matthews hit a home run.
Yeah, I think Tommy Byrne was...
Logan, either that or Logan hit a double. And
yeah, I think Logan came up to bat and hit got a hit.
Double down the left field.
Uh-huh. But I remember old Tommy Byrne was pitching at that time. And, of course, he came up with the Yankees. And I remember when he pitched for the Yankees in 47. And it would be the longest ball game because he would put a 3-2 count on everybody.
Everybody. He had 3-2 on everybody.
You know, bases loaded, no out, and then strike out three. And I remember Steve Suchok said, you know, by the end of the second evening, he was dead tired.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody liked to be back on their heels like that.
No. Yeah, and that's what happened. You had to do that you'd have 100 pitches by the end of the fourth inning. Mm-hmm. And... So you got a World Series ring in 57,
mm-hmm.
A good raise, world champion.
I won the second, the fifth, and the seventh game.
Uh-huh. World Series hero. And
shut up.
Did you go
the
on?
The tough game was the fifth game. My pitching against Whitey, it was nothing. I think in the fifth inning or sixth inning, Jerry Coleman backed up on a ground ball hit by Matthews, and Matthews beat it out with the turning point of the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And butted Matthews over. They walked there and said, what is it? And Adcock. Yeah, and Adcock hit the single up the middle and scored the winning run. Scored the one run, which we wouldn't have, probably may not have got a run off of Whitey had Jerry Coleman not backed up on the ball.